With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, it's time for Who Said It, everybody's favorite game. It is back. The reigning, defending, undisputed champion, one Josh Beard, getting set to face the both of us for the belt. We need the strap back.
Just the two of us. Oh, sorry.
How's it going, Beard? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. I've been touring around the country. I made myself a medal that I've been wearing around my neck that says undisputed, hands down, number one Who Said It champion. So I've been touring around the U.S. just showing everybody my medal, taking pictures, signing autographs. It's been pretty great.
Can you get arrested for showing everybody your medal? Because the other thing I did was I got a T-shirt, though we've never met, that said One Win Willie, or One Win Willie, because that's what can get you titles. Because with just one win or one correct answer each time you won the weekly title, that's not something to really write home about. But if you want to tour the country instead, that's okay.
I mean, I would say yes to that, but then I also beat you by getting two right last time. So
no.
Back-to-back that's... wins, even if it's one answer right.
Analytically, you are incorrect. According to our analytics department, that's not true. And because I knew you were right, but I wasn't picking first, so I couldn't pick the right answer, I got screwed, but we're ready to go.
That's not screwed. That's champion's advantage.
Would you shut the hell up? Whose team are you on?
I'm in the team.
Who the hell's team are you on? I didn't ask for you anyway. I was gifted you, and I tried. I didn't have the receipt to take it back.
Well, Christmas came early.
All right, I'm not an analytics guy. I really like to just perform on the field. And all I know is the last two times I've demolished you two jabronis on the field of Who Said It, and I'm ready to do it
demolished.
Again.
Demolished.
The Rock. He thinks he's
the
Rock.
You want us to give you our eye test? Okay, analytics guy, go ahead.
Y'all have never met?
No, never.
That's amazing.
No, I do. I actually have a huge respect for Joel, and I've listened to him for a really long time. But he keeps dodging me every time
dodging
I come into
you?
The studio. He's gone. It's weird. Yeah, he's dodging.
You're filling
he's afraid
in for
to face me.
We can't cross paths if I'm on a different path because I'm out.
All right, let's get started. Let's get the show on the road.
Champions advantage.
Yeah, he goes first. Champions advantage.
I thought they bet last.
No, champions advantage gets to go first.
All right, number one, making new friends.
No Twitch.
Is hard.
Yeah, no problem.
Making new friends is hard. That's on champion's advantage. Champ goes first.
God, that is such a generic statement. I'm going to go with Paul. Paul Gallant.
All right, so he's going Paul.
That's a millennial thing. Like, I feel like that's a very millennial, newer generation, younger thing to say. Making new friends is really easy. You just have to be open to talking to people. And I feel like Paul would kind of be like, "Goo friends."
Would he be wearing super tight short shorts and an unbuttoned Hawaiian with nothing underneath?
100%. That also might be the other hard part about making friends.
Paul's pretty social, though. He's friendly.
Okay, so that's your final answer?
Which way are we going?
So we can discuss?
Yeah, Paul Gallant.
Okay, so now we can discuss. Okay, yeah. So it's definitely someone that's just moved here recently or moved back. He said Paul. I think it's more like a BK.
See, BK was kind of where I was going
because
with that,
He moved from Austin, and he had to kind of resituate himself.
I think he's a little quieter, too.
And I would agree with that. And he's got the dog, the roommate's dog he's got to take care of all the time. Can't get out as much.
Yep.
So he's not making as many friends. That would be, you can call it, but that would be my.
No, I'm right there with you. That was right, on the top of my head. We're going, the Killer Bees are going with BK.
You could make new friends. You don't have to buy them. You could just make friends.
Yeah, but that's hard. Making a bunch
Williams,
of new friends.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, we were wrong. Premature celebration. We pimped the home run. They got caught at the track. Oh, man. That was
Where's John Sterling when you need him? We did the Stevie Williams Tiger Woods and still got it wrong.
For the people that aren't watching us on Twitch, we just fist bumped as we started to play that clip. Oh, man, that is embarrassing. Egg on her face, but it's still nothing. We're not trailing
here.
It was Jake.
Damn it.
It was it was Jake. It was Jake from Take Farm that had that one. That was a curveball, to say the least. All right, let's move on to number two.
All right, number two. Correa is missing the series with a broken heart.
Oh, man. See, that sounds like something Paul would say to me. Do you have a good feel on this? This is us to go first here.
I'm thinking more like John and Lance.
Okay. So you're going more morning show.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is more likely to say it, John or Lance?
I think John's more pro Astro, and he's got friends that are really tight with Carlos.
So you think it's Granado?
I think it's Johnny G.
All right. I'll tell you on that. Well, let's go Johnny G. Beard, you're up.
I'm going to go with the exact opposite timing. I'm going to go with the late show, the late hit, Patrick Creighton. He's always in his emotions, and he knows about people's emotions, and he likes to talk about people's emotions. So this is a Patrick Creighton thing, 100%.
You don't have any broken bones.
Man,
we got a broken heart.
We're both wrong again.
Because you made the decision to leave
this
team.
Cody thought that was funny. Cody really enjoyed that joke. Yeah, from his terrace. Cody loved what BK
was
doing there.
I mean, I obviously have to cut these shorter. It was a great delivery by BK, all in all.
So the balls are dead, and who said it too? So we got a pitcher's duel going into the third round. You knew what I meant.
Lucky you went deep when it counted.
Oh, you knew what I meant. Okay. All right, let's go on to round number three. This is a couple heavyweights going at it, toe to toe.
Number three, one person on this station called themselves a reasonably attractive regional celebrity.
Well, so it's not the quote, but I'm guessing who called themselves a reasonably attractive regional
Somebody
celebrity.
On their own show called themselves a reasonably attractive regional celebrity.
Only person with the personality and hubris to say that into a microphone that works in radio at all in the history of the United States, and I know I already guessed them once, it's 100% Paul Gallant. Yeah. That is definitely
a
Paulie
G thing.
This is
why I hate the rules that we can't each have the same guess, because that's who I would guess. So, Branham, you can call it. I mean, I could not agree more that the only guy with the ego that would say that.
The ego?
is Paul, regardless of whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the only guy, the OG that might say it is Granado? Again Granado.
Are we being short-sighted thinking it might be a female?
Lance is, I thought about that too. And Lance is a regional celebrity because of the NFL Network.
Is he attractive?
I can't say no.
What can you read the question back to us? Or the quote back to us, please?
One person on this station called themselves a reasonably attractive regional celebrity.
Yeah, see, there's no doubt it's Paul.
It just oozes and screams Paul Gallant. That's what sucks.
You want to just try to stick to the same show or maybe be where, because earlier he
I don't think Vanessa would ever say that.
But we have to pick somebody.
I would rather take Granado and have a chance because Granado might say that.
All right, we'll go Granado.
Like, we got two things going on.
Yeah.
Reasonably attractive.
No doubt.
Regional celebrity.
So
that's it.
The phrasing of that was not what I was expecting.
That wasn't either.
That was a lot choppier than I thought it was going to be. Not that it changed the answer.
They were the exact words he said. I just it didn't read his quote because it
we're
was sounding
We're three
weird.
Deep out of five.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're down one.
We're only down
right.
one.
One
all
only.
Right.
All
right.
Two clutch. Questions to go. You got to get them both, though, to win, guys.
We're
killer,
up first, right?
The killer bees are clutch, although a lot of people would argue that's not the case. Yeah, round
good
four.
If, are we in the playoffs?
All right. Number four. You don't have to know how to fly to figure it out. You can figure it out pretty easy.
I wonder if that's what that news, that story of that passenger who landed
it
that
is.
Plane without, when the pilot became incoherent. Oh,
say it again.
Yeah, please, one more time.
You don't have to know how to fly to figure it out. You can figure it out pretty easy.
I got it.
What are you thinking?
Thinking Lance Zierlein.
See, it does sound like a Lance quote to me. Like, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. Like, if you don't know how to fly a plane, how can you figure it out pretty easily? That's silly. Wilhouse, maybe? You feel good about Lance?
I feel really good about Lance.
All right, let's go Lance. I trust you. I got my back. I got your back, Lance.
That's rough. Lance was the one that I was going to go with, too. That just sounds like... Lance has this, like, quiet confidence, not just in himself and his abilities to do things that maybe would be out of the norm, But he also has that quiet confidence in other people as well. Lance is a good one. I'm just going to go with Patrick Crane. I have to be right at some point. I'm just going to keep guessing Paul and Patrick the rest of my life. Those are my only two guesses. So I'm going Patrick this time.
You don't have to know how to fly to figure it out.
Yeah.
Wait. You can probably figure it out pretty easy.
Yes. Yes. I disagree totally with what he had to say, though. Like, figuring out how to fly a plane? That's absurd.
Don't call it a comeback, LL.
That might be worse than his take last week where he said Jaw was watching Jordan. It's like watching Jordan.
That is like in bad. You talk about Bad Take Boulevard. That's got a mansion, a pool, and a freaking view.
And how did that work out for Jaw?
Jeez.
Not great. All right, we're tied at one going into the last round. A lot riding on round number five.
All right, the final one. You hear stories about bad relationships with dads leading to great athletes, but you never hear those stories about moms.
One more time.
You hear stories about bad relationships with dads leading to great athletes, but you never hear those about moms.
This is Vanessa. I'm going Vanessa on this one. I feel fully, very 100% confident, and I'm not stressed in any way whatsoever that I might be wrong.
How much do you listen to that show, Beard?
I mean, man. I just mouthed that to Branham while you... that would have been my guess.
Well, we got to switch it up.
The wording sounds like Vanessa.
Who's a mama's boy?
Paul?
Yeah, but how many times are we going to go to Paul as much as
Brendan loves
him?
Brendan likes Paul more than he likes the Killer Bees.
I agree with that.
if we're being honest here.
Wait a minute. Late breaking news. The biggest mama's boy on the station who talks about Mama Stoots and the dessert and the cooking and Mama Stoots bringing in food, Cody Stoots.
I'm willing to go with it. You feel good about it?
I mean, I don't feel as good as Vanessa, because I think that's the right answer, but I'll say Stoots.
We'll go with Stootsy.
You'll hear motivation stories about how maybe someone didn't get along great with his dad, and like that's maybe why he became the athlete that he became. Yeah. But you never hear that about
Paul. Oh, I said Paul.
What is your obsession with him?
He does really like Paul.
Paul makes this easy, that's all.
How many Pauls did we have today? Two or three?
We had pawpaws.
Hold on.
A grandfather's worth of pawpaws.
What is your guys' obsession with Paul? Let's be clear. You all guess him more than anybody else, too.
We have to. We know your tendency.
Yeah. It's because
analytically, you go with Paul more than anybody else.
It is because Paul makes finding these clips very easy. I can listen to their show for 30 seconds and find a clip.
Well, next week you need your homework, sir. Next week is you listen to Late Hits every single night it's on.
I'm the Yuli Gurriel of this game.
You do suck. He dragged me down.
I mean, I just
at least I got a push.
I said all your answers. 713-780 ESPN. I guess Beard retains the title in a draw. Maybe we'll see you some other time, Beard. Who knows what this game has to.
And he stayed consistent. He got one right.
No, he got two right. He beat us 2-1. Oh, no, you're right. It was a 1-1 draw.
You are not a numbers guy. Keep reminding yourself that analytical.
All right, coming up next, let's take a look at our third trimester. What are we calling this trimester for the Texans? This is the third trimester?
The breakout.
I'm going to let you just say that.
Alive and kicking. This is the alive and kicking trimester.
We've been taking a look at the Houston Texans schedule based on trimesters. First, mid, final trimester. Let's take a look at the last trimester and take a look at the Texans' opponents. Best QB, best running back, best pass catcher, and best defensive player in that third trimester of games. That's next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, tell you about my bookie. Look, we know it's a long baseball season, 162 games and all that, but you know, you want to make even some of the most uninteresting games more interesting, or even when the Astros have 10 in a row, and whether Pena plays or not, you're feeling good about your Stros, go to mybookie.ag right now and put some money on it where you got a chance to actually cash in for your confidence in your favorite baseball teams. It's simple. It's easy. All you do is go to mybookie.ag, and then there's a deposit bonus button. You can go click on the bonuses. You can go to the bonus promo code. You can put in bet975 and you're going to get a bonus. If you're an existing customer, you'll get a bonus. It's like Oprah with you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. You go to mybookie.ag and you go to the bonus section. If you're a new customer, you get a bonus. If you're an existing customer, you get a bonus. You cash in for going to mybookie.ag. And if you're a diehard, a newcomer to the sport, or you just want to make the most uninteresting game more interesting, go to mybookie.ag because you can do just that. They have prop bets, in-game betting. There's always a chance for you to make some cash. And it's not just baseball that they have. You know, they have every sport. They got NBA playoffs. They got soccer, MMA, golf, and a whole lot more. Get started today. Just go to mybookie.ag. Put in that promo code BET975. Secure that next deposit bonus or reload bonus. And make sure you know what I always tell people. If you're going to bet on a game, there's only one place to do it. It's mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at the only place to do it, mybookie.ag.